Bella Vista Melhaps.
Colombia, cultura talmeut.
Brother Carmelo Duca il racconta le esperienze di Aufel Hapsta della Vista, Medellin.
Il-ħajja unek ma tiswaxejn.
Jien ngħid ringrima għalkom għal dan it-tnax il-programm mis-sensi la Bella Vista Melhaps. Kif tafu dawn il-programmi huma bbażati, tista' tgħid, l-ofwol tagħhom speċi huwa bbażat fuq il-djarju li kiteb Brother Carmelo Duca fil-ħabs ta' Bella Vista f'Medellin, il-Kolombja. Dan id-djarju nkiteb fuq medda ta' sentejn u nofs u jieħu minn Settembru tal-2001 sa Diċembru tal-2003. Matul dan il-programm tkellimna dwar aspetti differenti jew elementi differenti li ħorġu minn dan id-djarju. Tkellimna dwar id-djarju innifsu, smajna lill-Carmelo jitkellem dwar l-esperjenza tiegħu fil-ħabs ta' Bella Vista f'intervista li konta għamiltu. Smajna wkoll però iktar dwar dak li jiġri fil-ħabs u anki f'ħabsijiet oħrajn bħal faċilità korrettiva ta' Kordin ma' Sur Desmond Zamit Marmara u Malta. Illum se naqbdu aspett ieħor. Diġà matul il-programmi kollha li għamilna smajna ħafna mużika kolombjana. Però matul il-programm tal-lum se niltaqgħu ma' persuna li tinsabaw Malta, Santiago Arango. Santiago huwa minn Medellin u se jitkellem dwar il-belt tiegħu, belt li huwa jħobb u ilu fl-Ewropa issa għal dawn l-aħħar snin, jista' jitkellem iktar fuq hekk stess, però jitkellem fuq il-belt tiegħu naħseb b'realiżmu kbir, però fl-istess ħin anki b'imħabba kbira. U naħseb m'hemm xejn isbaħ minn l-esperjenza diretta ta' xi ħadd li huwa minn Medellin u li jgħix il-belt tiegħu anki fil-ħajja tiegħu ta' kuljum għaw Malta permezz tal-kuntatti kontinwi tiegħu mal-familja tiegħu. So thank you for being with us on this program today, Santiago.
Thank you.
You are from Medellin, but you've also traveled in Europe. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and what you were doing here in Malta, also in brief?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I am a trainee, an ISEC trainee. You know, ISEC is an organization here in the University of Malta. And yeah, I came from. I came to Europe first to Hungary. I mean, I lived in Europe when I was child, like from 10 to 12 years, with all my family, with my parents. My father was doing a doctorate degree in Sorbonne University in Paris, so we lived there for 2 years. And because we went back, and I studied secondary university, and then I wanted to come back to Europe. You know, I had a very good experience in Paris. I had very good memories, so I wanted to come back to Europe. And I had an offer in Budapest, so I went to Budapest for 7 months, like doing websites as well with ISEC. And so after finishing the traineeship in Budapest, one of the ISECers told me if I wanted another traineeship in Europe. And yeah, we had this offer from Malta to come as graphic designer.
So you've been working here as a graphic designer.
Yeah.
But you always talk about Medellin with a lot of passion.
Yeah, yeah.
Even because your family is still is over there.
Yeah, because you always love the place you come from. You have very good memories. So it's a wonderful city. I mean the weather, all the environment, like all your friends, the culture, you know, music. You miss so many things. So you are always thinking about the city.
Mm-hmm. In Carmelo's diary, this diary he wrote in the prison of Bella Vista, he talks also about the city, but not so much. So your presence here will give us the opportunity to hear more about the city itself. But even you personally have heard a lot about Bella Vista. You are from Medellin.
Yeah.
But you've heard about Bella Vista from one of your teachers.
Yeah, Bella Vista. I mean, anyone in Medellin knows. I've heard about Bella Vista. It's very, you know, it's the one of the biggest prisons in the city. I mean, there are two very important prisons. One is for like very dangerous criminals, like very high, you know, the drug dealers, you know, which is Maxima Seguridad, and then it's Bella Vista, which is
what they call the narcos. Maxima, in Maxima there would be the narcos.
Yes, yeah, in Maxima Seguridad there is the, like, the how do you say the top leaders of
the leaders of the drug
dealers. Yeah, the biggest drug dealers go to Maxima Seguridad, which is in Itagüí. In the other side there is Bella Vista, which is in Bello. Bello is like a town nearby Medellin, and yeah, Bella Vista is very like for any kind of criminal. It's a huge prison, and there are so many people there. Like they say, the prison has lot of problems because there are too many criminals.
Yeah, Carmelo says there are 5,000 prisoners.
Yeah, it's more than what is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think it's coming in Colombia. There is like organization for prisons and all, and they are facing big problems. You know, because in several prisons there are too many people. They don't know how to, so they are building like new prisons, but. They have this. It's like a human problem because there are people living. I mean, staying there in very terrible situation. I mean,
they don't have space.
They don't have space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carmelo talks a lot about this in his diary. When we were talking, however, you said something very, very interesting when we were preparing for this program. You were talking about sort of the Sicario culture.
Yeah.
A kind of violent culture that developed in Medellin in between 1985 and 1993 mainly.
Yeah.
And how in a way Bella Vista represents this culture. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah. You said from 1985 it's this time is marked because of in 1985 there was an event in Colombia, Pablo Escobar, I guess you've heard about him. The biggest drug dealer ever, I mean, wanted from all government. He killed a minister in 1985, so it was the right moment when everything started. I mean, the problem was open, you know.
It sort of exploded into the public sphere.
Yeah,
in a way.
Because this minister was killed, so the war against drug dealers started, like the government and the drug dealers trying to push the government, so everything started after that moment. And until 1993, because Pablo Escobar was killed on December the 3rd, 1993, by an operation between U.S. Americans...
Special agents.
DEA, special agents, and Colombian army.
Army. So what kind of culture was developed?
Yeah,
developed, was created in this period of time between 85 and 93.
Yeah, it was a culture. I mean, it's like Sicario's area, like these years where after 1985, Pablo Escobar started this war against the government. So trying to kill policemen, to attack police departments. So he started hiring like young people, poor people that needed like a job, that were unemployed. Mainly, or I needed some money urgently, you know, to supply all these needs about, you know, food, buying things to the house, like, I mean, basic things like fridge or like. So he started hiring all these people, you know, to work for him, very well paid, and you know, doing very bad things. So all this culture started like, okay, all these young guys started thinking, okay, we can get a lot of money in short time if we do this, we do that. So. It was like an attitude of be very
macho.
Yeah, very macho, to face life like this. Okay, you have to live life in short time. You could die, but it's worth to do it for them. That was what they were thinking. It's worth to do it because I'm giving some money to my mom, to my family. I don't care if I die, but I'm trying my best. So mm-hmm. It was a very bad years mm-hmm. because this spread over all the culture.
Mm-hmm. Because this affected not only the young people in the north, because in the north of Medellin, I understand that that's the poorer part of the city is mainly in the north, close to Bella Vista, in fact.
Yeah.
But did this culture, let's say this culture of death, when we were talking, you used this expression culture of death, and I found it so interesting because this is what Carmelo says. He talks about il cultura dal morte, the culture of death inside Bella Vista. But did this culture of death, as you called it, did it also spread to the other parts of the city, let's say to the central part of the city and the more normal people.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. This was a very, I mean, all the cities start like getting into this very aggressive attitude, because all these people were around trying to hurt anyone, I mean, to get some money for you know, just, for example, stealing a car or... So all people start getting, all people carrying guns, I mean, people from the good area, or let's call it, I mean, the
less disadvantaged
the,
area.
Yeah, the less disadvantaged area. So, yeah, there was, like, a very bad year, like... because the violence started spreading over all the city. People were very afraid of these people, and then all people started like having this very violent attitude. All people, I mean, it was very common if you had a good car, you know, that you get your gun, because you know you would never know. So it was a very bad time.
So before 1985, before this whole thing exploded, and 1985 was also a difficult year for other reasons. You were telling me, I think there were...
Yeah, I think 1985 and maybe 1990, yeah, there was the worst, maybe 2 or 3 years, because the war was very...
hard?
Yeah, in his extreme level. Uh-huh. Like, Pablo Escobar was he didn't care any more about anything, like just taking cars full of TNT, you know. Exploding anywhere, like shopping centers, or like even to the stadium, nearby the stadium. You were a bit afraid about going anywhere, because you were always thinking, okay, anything can happen.
Going to the stadium, yeah, going to a shopping mall.
In the city. So, and after he started pushing the government directly in Bogota. Bogota is the capital. So there were some bombs in Bogota, for example, in clubs where all ministers, important people were going. So people were really... I mean, it was a very chaos, you know, a crisis.
Uh-huh. And Medellin wasn't like this before?
No, not at all. I mean, Medellin, after 1985, everything started. Medellin was calmer. People from Medellin are very friendly people, but this culture that brought all this this drug dealing area, this culture was very bad because of this aggressive attitude to the sicarios.
Yeah. Yes, Carmelo talks a lot about the sicarios. For example, there's one of the stories that he tells in his diary, in which he talks about this person who killed 40 people. So there's a very strong culture of death.
Yeah,
actually, among the people who come from this generation that you're talking about, the 85-93 period.
And we were very, I was very close to all the generation, you know.